In order to understand the readings today, especially the first reading, we have to have a little background. 600 years before Christ, a devastation came over the Jewish people. They became a conquered nation under the Babylonians. Their homes, and most of all the temple built by King Solomon, were all destroyed. The people became slaves to Babylon. They realized that abandoning God caused this great disaster. But God decided not to abandon the people. He assured them through the prophets that he would restore their lives and return them to their homeland. It was the task of the prophets to keep the hope of the people alive. The Israelites in exile were mourning the devastation of the temple and their exiled life in Babylon. The prophet's message was of a new age, a new era of restoration brought by the power of God. It was a homecoming for God's people. Now, many a time we find ourselves as those in exile. The world is falling apart. Christianity and morality are besieged from all sides. And then we ask, what I am blindly holding on for? What am I waiting for? Well, we are to keep the hope alive. Has any of you ever seen, I know it's an old movie, the movie titled The Land Without Music? No. Do you remember? Have you ever seen Christopher Columbus then? No either. Well, don't worry about it anyway. There were about six versions. One of them, in fact, the first one was an Italian, I remember, because it impressed me, the movie. His name was Paolo Carlini. But then there was another one by Jimmy Durante. You know Jimmy Durante, do you? Well, come on. Yeah, okay. With a big nose. Anyway, The Land Without Music, an order was issued to destroy all musical instruments. No more music in town. It was awful. People were sad. Nobody laughing. Nobody happy. Then the king changed his order. He said, it's okay, have it back. And everybody started playing. Smiles came on the people's faces. Well, this is what happened to the Israelites, really. They were slaves. But then, what happened was that John the Baptist came. And that was, for over 400 years, the prophetic voice was silent. Land without music was silent. The people never heard from God, and so they thought, God has abandoned us. But as the gospel today say, John was the sudden sounding of God's voice. He proclaimed The homecoming was imminent. The voice of God speaks also to us in this Advent season. All the readings are abundant with hope. We are waiting, like the Israelites, for God's intervention for a new covenant. The Advent message in time of darkness is a powerful message of hope and light. We are asked to hope, to accept the challenge to make the desert bloom. What and how we are to hope forms the core of what John the Baptist preached. To hope is to reform, to instill trust in God, in our hearts, and the hearts of those who have no hope. To reform and to become like John the Baptist, messengers of God's hope, love, and mercy, to make the desert bloom. Those who react to the anguish and depression of the poor by promoting social justice, they make the desert bloom. Those who share the frustration of the unemployed by urging a more humane handling of the resources, they make the desert bloom. Those who show concern for their loved ones who left God and the church, who are living in a land without music, those who show concern and compassion for these people, they make the desert bloom. All these people are John the Baptist. They accept the challenge and make the desert bloom. The Holy Eucharist teaches us to accept the challenge and to make the desert bloom. The Eucharist makes us share the needs of the community with each other. Jesus accepted the challenge himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Father, if it's possible, don't let me suffer." But it was the will of God that he should be the Savior of mankind. Jesus accepted the challenge and made the world bloom in his name. So, the message of Advent: bloom where you are planted. Are you a parent? Are you a friend? Are you a sister and a brother? Whatever you are, just sow the virtue of hope and bloom where you are planted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.